Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Happy 50th anniversary of Independence, Jamaica. Good evening, radio listeners. Welcome once again to our broadcast, Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. Hey, you know, one of the finest products of our independence since 1962 is our own national anthem. Yes, man. Have you ever thought about the choice of words that make up our anthem? Did you realize that the anthem is really a prayer? Well, tonight we will hear an excerpt of a message by Pastor Muirhead entitled Eternal Father, Bless Our Land, as he digs deeper into the meaning behind the words of our national anthem. Let's tune in now.
Let's look at the anthem itself. And try to get some insight into what our founding fathers had in mind for this nation. First of all, it says, Eternal Father, bless our land. One, they are acknowledging that there is an Eternal Father who is over Jamaica, who is responsible for Jamaica, whose future is in his hands. And they are saying, bless our land. They recognize that our land needs divine blessing, that our land needs God's blessing. The word bless, it means to call upon God to protect. To call upon God to protect. Now, just think about how our nation is operating. We are, a lot of our people are primarily looking to politicians for the protection and the provisions of the people. But our founding fathers, they recognize that the supreme person that would be able to help us as a nation was our eternal Father who lives in heaven. Amen. And they recognized that they had to cry out and say, Lord, bless our land, protect our land, provide for us as a people. So when we sing the national anthem, we are invoking, we are supposed to be invoking God's help, God's intervention in our nation. And yet, a lot of times that we sing the national anthem, we sing it as if we are singing a poem. Now, the very fact that we are addressing God means that we should be very honorable and respectful when we are singing the national anthem, because it's a prayer to God. Not to man. So, you go to the national stadium and there's a football match and they say stand and some people sit down and there's a certain part when everybody say, boom. They're trying to show up. But we're talking to God. It's a prayer. So he said, bless our land. Then it says, guard us with thy mighty hands. Guard us. They recognize that the people of Jamaica needed God's protection. Watch this. It says, keep us free from evil powers. Our founding fathers acknowledge that there are evil powers over the nation. And yet a lot of us will live our lives as if, give me a break. What are you talking about? But there are evil powers. There are satanic powers. There are demonic powers that are over this nation that want to destroy this nation. And they recognize that God, we needed God's help, God's deliverance from these evil powers. Because as you know, M16 can't shoot down the devil. Only God can protect us from the devil and his powers. Amen. And those evil powers, they manifest themselves in the hearts of men. They enter into the hearts of men and cause men to perform evil deeds. Jesus, in teaching his disciples to pray, he said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So our founding fathers were scriptural. We need to pray for God's deliverance. Amen. And then it says, be our light through countless hours. They were acknowledging that as a nation, we would have dark periods. We'd have periods when there would be darkness and it seems hopeless. It would seem as if there is no way forward. As a people, as a nation, and what they were saying was, in those moments, we need to ask God to be our light, to show us the way forward. And you know something? This truth is not only applicable to the nation, but it's applicable to us as individuals, because in our lives as individuals, there are times when all we can see is darkness. We can't see any way forward, and we need the light of God to direct us. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then it says, to our leaders. Huh? To our leaders. We can't take it for granted that because we go to the polls and we elect someone as a leader, that they will be the leader that we desire. That's why they have put that line in here. They recognize that we have to, as a nation, we have to pray for our leaders. Let's look at Romans chapter 13. It says, everyone. Who is everyone? Everybody who lives in Jamaica must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. As Christians, we have to understand that all authority is of God. Even the corrupt authority. God wants us to show them respect, because all authority is of God. Now that's a difficult tablet to swallow. And do you know that people get the type of authority that they want? You know that that's scriptural? That God gives people the type of leadership that they want? Yes. That's why God gave Israel Saul. They rejected Samuel's leadership and God gave them Saul. And they suffered under Saul. To some extent, the type of leadership that you have in a country is a reflection of the hearts of the people. And so we must be careful in terms of the selection of leadership. We can't select leadership along party lines, so to speak. We have to select leadership in alignment with the truth of God, which is the Word of God. It says, the authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. No, I didn't write that. That's in the Bible. Amen. You see, you need to be careful, you know. Be careful at your workplace. Be careful how you relate to police. Be careful how you relate to people who are in authority, because the Bible says if you have the wrong attitude, you're going to subject yourself to judgment. That's what the Bible says. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to agree with everything that they say. It doesn't mean that, and I say this carefully, you have to do everything that they say. But what it means is that whatever is happening, you need to be respectful. You need to remember that it's God's authority. And it's God who put them there and God who will remove them. So we have to be careful. Praise God. So we need to pray for our leaders. It says, verse 3, for rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? People fear authority. It says, then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. That's heavy. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. And can I say something to you? Do you know that there are some people who don't like the police because they don't like law and order? They don't like the police because if the police is around, they cannot do certain things. But they are God's authority. Don't get me wrong. There are corrupt police. There are corrupt policemen and women in the force that need to be purged from the force. But they are God's authority. And we must remember that. It says, grant true wisdom from above. Our founding father recognized that we need wisdom as a nation, as a people. And they recognize that that wisdom comes from above. James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him call on God from above, and God will give him freely.
Indeed, eternal Father, bless our land. Our founding fathers saw our deep need for God to help us build this nation 50 years ago. So let us not leave God out of our personal lives, nor out of the governance of our nation. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for bringing us thus far as a nation through these past 50 years. We acknowledge that we have strayed far from you as a nation. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us and to help us to put you back at the center of the building of our nation and at the center of our lives. We pray for our leaders that you will grant them wisdom from above, and for your people that they will love and respect their neighbors as well as themselves, and may we learn to forgive those who do us wrong. We thank you, Lord, for your favor and your mercy upon this nation, Jamaica. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening to our broadcast. We invite you to call us. The lines will be open for the next half an hour. You may call us at 969-7992. That's 969-7992 or 809-5267. 8095267. Well, until next time, Jamaica, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Muirhead, wishing you all a blessed Jamaica 50.